on the Record. I'm Maureen Harvey, in for Sheila Cast. Good morning. As salvage crews work to remove debris from the Patapsco River, investigators are trying to determine why the cargo ship Dolly lost power and collided with the Key Bridge last month. The collision caused the bridge's collapse and the death of six construction workers. Lee Sanderlin, enterprise reporter at our news partner, The Baltimore Banner, investigated similar instances of engine failure in a recent piece titled Close Calls. For years, ships lost propulsion near Key Bridge with little scrutiny. Welcome to the show, Lee.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You looked at Coast Guard records for this story. What did you find?
Yeah, we looked at Coast Guard records, and we found that going back to 2010, there have been more than 100 instances where large commercial shipping vessels had lost engine power or steering or electrical power near the Baltimore Harbor or otherwise in the Chesapeake Bay.
The Dolly lost power and electricity. What happens when a ship loses engine power?
So when a ship loses engine power, a few things happen, and it sort of depends on where the ship is and how fast it was going. In most instances, this will happen out in open seas, and a ship will lose engine power, and it will sort of just coast until it comes to a stop, or the crew aboard can figure out what went wrong and turn the engines back on and get everything up and running. But when it happens in a place like the Chesapeake Bay, especially the Upper Bay around Baltimore, where the shipping channels are kind of narrow, the ship can drift in the wind and the tides, and can run aground. It can run into things. It can sort of be, you know, a bit of a disaster. It's kind of like having a skyscraper-sized thing just adrift.
And when this happens, does the crew need to inform somebody? Is there like an incident report that gets created?
Anytime a ship has a level of mechanical issue that rises to some sort of systems failure, and that happens within American waters, it's federal requirement that gets reported to the Coast Guard, which will do a number of things depending on the severity of the incident, whether the level of damages, was there a casualty or something like that. But in most instances, when there's no property damage beyond maybe mechanical damage to the ship, the Coast Guard will launch, basically an informal investigation where they take a report, and then this group of people called ship inspectors for what's known as classification societies, which is just these organizations that certify ships seaworthiness, will come in, they'll do an inspection, make sure everything's fixed, and then typically the ships are sent on their way.
One incident that you wrote about happened in 2021. A container ship lost engine power after passing under the Key Bridge. However, tugboats were able to tow the ship so the crew could make repairs. Talk to me about the role that tugboats play.
Right. Well, I think the role that tugboats play is going to come into renewed focus when the safety regulators finish their investigations into the Key Bridge collapse and into the Dolly. The National Transportation Safety Board and the Coast Guard have both opened separate but parallel investigations. And one of the things that's going to come under focus is whether ships coming in and out of the Port of Baltimore should have tugboat escorts for the duration of their journeys out into open waters. There's no requirement on the books right now for that. But basically, the tugboats are there as an insurance policy and to help these giant ships, which have a hard time turning on their own because they're so big and they weigh so much. It's there to help them steer and to dock and to get them going in the right direction. But when a ship that size loses power, tugboats also add a level of safety and can help sort of keep it in line, keep it from getting away from someone and bumping into things or running aground.
Did the Dolly have tugboats accompanying it?
The Dolly was escorted by tugboats as it was leaving port, and then it called them off maybe 2 miles or so, and I'm not entirely sure. I don't have the data right in front of me. 2 miles or so before it got to the Key Bridge early that morning on March 26th. And that's not necessarily unusual. A lot of ships coming in and out of Baltimore don't use tugboat escorts to get under the Key Bridge. And that's because it's a relatively straight shot, ships captains will say. If you're going and you don't have any sort of mechanical issues, there's really no reason not to be able to make the journey safely, which obviously was the case for the better part of 47 years.
Given the incidents that you write about in your reporting, what are you hearing from experts about how the design of the Bay Bridge and the new iteration of the Key Bridge can be improved?
That's a great question. And something that experts, engineering experts, have told us at the Banner since the beginning is that both of these bridges lack sufficient protections for their support piers. And anytime you have a bridge with piers in the shipping channel or in the water, you're going to want to build some sort of protection to help deflect oncoming ships away from it, or to just, minimize the chances of direct impact, like we saw with the Dolly hitting the Key Bridge. Now, I think what was really interesting in reporting out this story was that when we reached out to state officials for comment about the lack of protections around the Bay Bridge and how the Key Bridge didn't have protections, the Maryland Transportation Authority, a spokesperson, said that basically that they have a renewed focus on pier protections for the Bay Bridge. So they've acknowledged its vulnerability, but that otherwise that agency, which managed the Key Bridge and manages the Bay Bridge, was unaware about previous instances of these large ships losing propulsion nearby, which suggests that, certain agencies that should be talking to each other for safety purposes were not.
Lee Sanderlin is an enterprise reporter for our news partner, the Baltimore Banner. Thanks for speaking with me, Lee.
Sure, anytime.
At the On the Record page, we have a link to Lee Sanderlin's story with data editor Ryan Little on ships losing propulsion in the Chesapeake Bay and Patapsco River. When we're back, legal resources for expunging cannabis charges.